USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the search continues for victims of the huge campfire in Northern California, the Butte County Sheriff says
an additional 5 remains were recovered, bringing the total to up to 76 human remains.
And Sheriff Kerry Honey says the number of those listed as unaccounted for has now surpassed 1,300. As for those latest remains discoveries yesterday, he says
4 of those human remains were found in Paradise, all 4 found inside structures. 1 human remain was found in Concow, and it was found outside of a structure.
Republican Ron DeSantis will be Florida's next governor. His opponent, the Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, congratulating DeSantis late yesterday and conceding that race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The U.S. government raising its long-term debt issuance after hitting a budget deficit of more than $100 million in the month of October. The deficit's increased by about 60% since last year, as spending continues to grow twice as fast as revenue. The budget deficit's increasing because of tax cuts that Congress passed last year, an increase in the age of the population, and an increase in spending. President Trump toured the Northern California fire damage yesterday. While there, he said he will be allotting more money for forest management in the Farm Bill.
In the Farm Bill, we're putting quite a bit of money in the Farm Bill for management and maintenance of the forest beyond this area.
The president saying the type of devastation left behind by the campfire cannot happen again, telling reporters he's setting aside $500 million for forest management and maintenance in the Farm Bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One person is dead in France after thousands take to the streets to protest rising gas prices there. The French government starting a carbon tax to help drivers switch to alternatives and cut down on greenhouse gases. That and other reasons driving up the price of gas to over $5 a gallon recently. Nearly 280,000 people protested at various sites around the country yesterday, and more than 200 were injured as police prevented them from shutting down some roadways. Will Nancy Pelosi get the votes to be Speaker of the House? USA Radio's Wendy King says she does have the House women on her side.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for Speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
And Santa Ana, California police still looking for a woman who allegedly beat up a fast food manager over ketchup. An employee saying the woman got upset last month at a McDonald's when she didn't get enough ketchup. After the ketchup incident, the suspect left her vehicle, went in the employee's entrance, and gave the 22-year-old manager a beating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.